once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And I greet you amidst all that goes on in the world as we move from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. You know, that was what, when Paul was talking about that, about his experience of, Christ in him being activated, what that experience entailed. And if you go to Acts chapter 26, verse 14, it says, "And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.' And I said, 'Who art thou, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.'" Amen. So God took Saul. I mean, this is him recounting the words of Christ to him, the Spirit of God to him, on that journey on the Damascus Road. All of them fell to the ground, and he hears the voice speaking to him and giving him the word of truth and telling him what's on the way up. And he wants him to be both a witness of the things that he's seen and also of the things in which I will appear unto thee. And you know, we do the same thing here too. We're a witness of the things that we've seen, because God has taken us on a journey, on an incredible route, and we've seen, and so much of what we've seen, we bear witness to the power of God. We bear witness to the workings of God. We bear witness to the miracles that God has done. We bear witness to the truth of the gospel. We bear witness to that which is real and true in Christ Jesus. We bear witness to the promises that are there, that God has made unto His people, that we can walk in and live an abundant and an incredible life. We bear witness to all of that, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, second part of that verse in verse 16. So we bear witness also to the things in which God has appeared unto us. So the things that God reveals unto us, we bear witness to them. Now, you know, one of the reasons why God had us start with FaithMix, FaithMix.com, and one of the reasons why He wanted it to be like this is because He wanted things going straight out. He didn't see right now for us. We understand the truth of the word, which is boldly we come before the throne of grace. Boldly we're able to come into the very presence of the living God through Christ Jesus, who is that gate, who is that doorway that grants us access to the very throne of God. So we don't have to go through level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We don't have to go by all these checks and balances. We don't have to hit the approval of man. We don't have to check any boxes. No, there was just one thing necessary, which was Christ in you, the hope of glory, the revelation of who He is, that activates that DNA in us, that activates who He is in us. And in that moment, we become one in Him. No separation, because that middle wall of partition is done away with. There is nothing that separates us from the Father. There's nothing that keeps us away from our very Creator. There's nothing that keeps us from being in union with Him, in consummation with Him. There's nothing that keeps us apart from Him. So boldly we come before the throne of grace. Boldly we live in that place of connection right now. And based on that connection, as God lives in and through us. He flows, his power flows, his revelation flows, the truth of the word flows, that which is real flows through us, that which is life, that which is true flows through us. And what God wanted to happen is with us specifically, in part of what we're doing in our time in the earth, in this paradigm, in this dimension, for a window and a season, and then when we're done here, we check out and we go on to the next thing. God wants us here, we'll be here. If God wants us somewhere else, we'll be somewhere else. We're fine with that. We love that. It's fantastic. But in the season that we're here, part of what God wanted was he wanted it to just go straight from the throne to you. So all we do is we stay in that place where we're plugged in when he wants us to say something, because we're under the leadership and the guidance of his Spirit. We speak. So if we don't have something to say, we don't say anything. If we have something to do, we go do that. If we have something to say, because he prompts us to say it, we say it. And if he reveals something to us, then we bring it out. Do we need anyone's approval? No. Do we need to go through any checks and balances? No. Do we need? No. You know why? Because the thing is that for us, if you don't like it, fine, keep moving. But whatever it is that God gives us, we just put it out there, because it is, and is, none of this is for us. When we put it out there, it is what it is, and we know that it blesses the people that it's supposed to bless. And there's other people that can't stand it, and you know, that's fine. But then I sometimes wonder why they keep tuning in. Anyways, never mind. But in the process of God being revealed in us, we both testify to the things that we've seen and the things that we've heard, and then also to that which God reveals to us. And God is revealing things to his body in the earth at such a time as this. Now, we know that this is on certain levels, like on a natural level, this can be a tumultuous time in the earth. Lots going on. There's a lot of different things taking place. There's upheaval in many spots. There's people that are losing their grip and losing control, which actually is a good thing. But they are very ugly in losing their grip. You know, have you ever seen a bad loser before? Have you ever been in a competition or some kind of sports meet or sports competition or something? And when somebody gets beat and they have a hard time losing, they throw a temper tantrum, they pout, they blame the judges, they blame the referees, they blame all kinds of things. It's just a bad loser. And the thing is, we've said it for a long time, in Christ Jesus, we win. You know, in Christ Jesus, we are on the winning team. In Christ Jesus, we are on the side of light and truth. And listen, light and truth always win. You know why? Because the thing is with truth is truth never changes. Truth is stable. Truth is the bedrock of what is real. Jesus is truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light, and the life. And he's also the light, but he is truth. So with him being the truth, and that doesn't change. Truth doesn't change. So truth is real. Truth is what it is. So when you're on the side of truth, when you're consummated with God, when you're consummated with Christ, who is truth, and his Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, you'll always win, because you have a sure foundation. You have a lasting foundation. Truth lasts. The lies do not. Lies and deception do not last. You know, there was a something that God woke us up with recently was just a statement. And let me see. I have to see if I... It's on the Facebook page, because we put it there, you know, that same day. But essentially what it was it goes like this. When you lie, it binds you in place. When you tell a lie, it binds you in place. When you accept a lie, it moves you in place. And This is kind of the summary of that. I pondered it for a while. But one of the things about that is when somebody lies, they are bound to a time-bound reality in that place wherein they lied in the start. Because when you lie, what it does is it's like putting an anchor and bolting your feet to the floor in that place. And you have to remember everything that you ever said up until then and throughout. And, you know, I had a buddy of mine one time in India, and he told me this. He said, Govinda, he said, I am not smart enough to be a liar. And I said, okay, please explain. And he said, well, he said, whenever you lie, you have to always remember what you said last. But when you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said, because truth is always true. Absolutely. 100%. See, when you lie, you have to always remember what you said last. You have to always be able to go back to that place and carry on that dialogue and that discussion, because you've carried on a deception. And you are always bound in a time-bound deception that you have to maintain throughout, or that thing's going to be found out when it's brought into the light. Versus, you know, when you tell the truth, hey, truth is always true. You never have to remember what you said last. You're free. But the thing is, when you lie, it will keeps you out of being in the now. It keeps you out of being in I am. It keeps you out of being in that place of truth. And when you get put in that, you get kept out of a state of flow. You get kept out of a state where God just flows through you. There's no hindrance. There's no problem. There's no issue with it. You don't want that. So, you know, just transition out of that. You know, if that's been a problem or an issue, just bring it before God. But stop. Because, and here's the other thing too, when you accept a lie, when you believe a lie, it moves you in place. What it does is it puts, when people tell lies, when people accept them, and they are, they collude with a lie, or they, allow for it, what it ends up doing, when they accept that, it moves them into that place of deception and for some ulterior motive that is there and contained in the lie in and of itself. So, you know, it's also dangerous to turn a blind eye to or to accept a deception. So that's why when you pursue the truth and you live in the truth, when the lie comes, and the lies do come from the enemy, you know something's not right, because even if some words may sound right, there is a spirit that's there that doesn't match with your spirit, and you know that something is off. So, but we testify to the things that we've seen. Now, you know, going back to verse 17 and 18, it says, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Okay, to open their eyes. You know, I've seen this right now recently with many of the things that are going on right now in the world. And with truth now coming out, truth now blasting out from so many different places, from so many different corners, from so many different sources, as truth is just going out and it can't be stopped and it can't be reined in, and people are moving with that, and God is quickening that, and light is coming, and things are shifting, and things are changing. As all of this stuff is happening, I'm seeing also too, there's a lot of people also that have their eyes closed. And for them, the truth is a scary thing, because they've believed a lie for so long. They've believed a lie for so many years. They've believed a lie and accepted a lie and accepted a deception. And for them, because that lie has been part of their programming and part of what they've agreed to be a part of, to change that belief now is traumatizing. To change that belief right now is to admit that something was wrong, to admit that you were off. You know, this admission was something that came up in Acts, let me flip back there. Keep your finger in Acts 26, because we will come back to that. But, let's go here. Acts chapter 2. And, let's see here. Alright. Verse 34 says, "For David is not ascended unto the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom thou have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as to as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received his word were baptized in the same day, and there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Okay. So, you know, with that verse and with that reading there, one thing that happened was, when they heard the truth, this Jesus whom thou hast crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ, and the revelation of the truth, and the fact that they were off. They killed Jesus, but death could not hold him. Death could not hold the Son of God, the spotless Lamb of God, that though he became sin and took it to the grave, and death was swallowed up in victory in Christ Jesus. With all of that, nothing could hold him. Nothing could keep him. Nothing could stop him. And this Jesus whom they crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ. And he rose from the dead, and life was now available. The way and the access was made to the Father through him. That was there. So, when they realized this in the revelation, and they were pricked in their heart, and they said, they said, "My God, what must we do to be saved? We were wrong. We made a mistake. We were wrong. We made a mistake." And you know what Peter did? He didn't stand up there and say, and then browbeat them more and just say, yes, you were, and, you know, let me now punish you for the next 50 years. No, I was like, yes, you're wrong. You know, we all were at some point. But here's the truth. Line your life up with this and go live your life. Live the real life that God intended. And 3,000 of them took him up on that offer. But the thing that I notice these days is there's so many people with their eyes closed and they're clinging. They're clinging to their darkness. They're clinging to their deception. They're clinging. They're trying to hold on so hard to the illusion and to the trap and to the deception of the enemy. But the funny thing is that the harder that they try to hold on to it, the more it just keeps slipping through their fingers. The more it just starts coming unraveled. The stupider those people look. Boy, I tell you, you know, recently, you know, somebody was... what was it? I was some video of, like, what is it now? What's the latest flavor of the day? ISIS? Is that what it is? You know, I asked somebody the other day, what happened to Al Qaeda? It was for 12 years, all you could hear about was Al Qaeda, and now ISIS. Did Al Qaeda just mysteriously disappear? Where do they go? Are they completely gone? Did they use up their useful lifespan? You know, and well, in the world of public relations and promotions, they did. You know, if you're scripting that, and if you've ever worked in those fields where you've actually had to manage a brand, you probably would realize that they were losing credibility as time went on, and people really didn't care, and they weren't watching, so they just tried to do a rebrand because they need to have a boogeyman out there. But yeah, but I mean, this video of of some of these guys out there in the desert with, you know, fully covered up doing push-ups and sit-ups. I'm sorry. It's just funny. It's just funny because, you know, I don't know. It's just comical because it's just, it's really a joke as far as the production goes. So, yeah, I mean, you government guys, you need to start firing these people. You better do a better job if you're going to try to convince anyone. But anyways, I don't know, just stuff that just seems corny. When I see it, I don't know, it's just hokey. It's kind of like they had a focus group first and then, you know, try to make something out of that. But people have their eyes closed. You know, there's a lot of them do. But you know what? At the same time, too, there's people that their eyes are opening up. They're seeing, they're understanding. And listen, when your eyes get opened and you start to see things that you didn't see before, here's part of the process. Align your life with truth. Let go of the deception and accept that which is real. Listen, if you go into it with an open heart, open hands, and you say, all right, Lord God, before your creator, forget everybody, forget about us, just everything, forget about all of it, and just say, look, go before God and say, Father God in heaven, the one that made the whole thing, my creator, I come before you with open hands, without any agenda, and I just say, Lord, I want the truth. I want the real thing. I want you. I want to know that which is real and that which is true. And whatever it takes, whatever is required, whatever I need to do to line my life up with that, I give myself over completely and totally and wholly unto you to do with as you wish. And you do that in me, Lord God, and I completely yield my will unto yours. Your kingdom come, your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. You do that and let God, you know, balance the rest of it. But when you do that and he starts to show you, then line your life up with the truth that's there. There's victory in that. There's peace in that. There's wholeness in that. There's you know, when you walk in the truth, there's this incredible relief and release that is in your soul. Because you're free. There's a freedom that's in the truth. This is why, too, like the worlders will never know the freedom that a child of God has. They will never know the freedom that we experience and we live with moment by moment. They will live, no matter how much wealth they have in the natural world, they will live with poverty in their spirit and their soul for their entire lives because they never know the wealth that comes from living in the truth and with a clear conscience. It is a beautiful thing to walk with the living God. It is a beautiful thing to walk in the truth, to know the truth, and to be free. And to be taken from, back to verse 18 of chapter 26 in Acts, from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. You know, that's kind of the season we've been moving into as well. It's moving from a season of being under the power of Satan unto God. You know, because with light coming into the world and flooding the world and truth flooding the world and things going on and things happening, you see that's a natural manifestation of a spiritual reality. And the spiritual reality is dark to light, power of Satan unto God. You know, the natural realm is the furthest extension of the spiritual realm. So things are birthed in the spirit and they come into the natural. And then, you know, it's kind of like that which takes place in the natural realm is an extension of that which happens in the realm of spirit. So as we see things happening in the natural realm, you know, those are manifestations of that which is taking place in the realm of spirit. So in the realm of the spirit, light, truth, manifesting, the presence and the power of God being brought to bear. You know, it's so funny because when you go and you watch and you see and you understand that God is moving among his people, that God is moving through his people, that God is surrounding his people, it's incredible. You know, I think back to things that God showed me. Oh, golly, like some of this stuff was like, you know, I mean, thinking of one thing right now, 17 years ago. And at the time, some of this stuff didn't make much sense. But now, as you know, we continue to move forward and things are beginning to get more and more clear. Basically, we're just coming into an incredible time. And I'm grateful unto God that, you know, He's kept His people, and we are witnesses unto the truth at such a time as this. Every one of us that walks with Him, we're ready to check out at any time, and we're ready to go on to the next thing. But while we're here, to live as Christ and to die as gain, to be here now and to be involved in that which God is doing, is an incredible and a joyous experience. Do we have little things to do? Yes. Do we have little things that come up? Sure, why not? But in the process of all of that, we are in connection with Him, and we're living out an incredible journey and an incredible adventure at such a time as this. And we are going in this time from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That's the way that it works. Not faith in a religion, not commitment to a denomination, not under the subjection of any type of spiritual ruler or leader or somebody lording over you, nothing like that, but receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So go direct, brothers and sisters, go direct to the Father. Your gate is Christ. So, go through that gate and you come into an incredible, broad, amazing place that is part of your journey and your experience in the earth. And you know what? Why not do it now? Why wait? Why continue to wait and languish and hope, you know, that you're going to turn certain things around? Some stuff is never going to get turned around. You know, I used to think that when I used to work with, and I did some work with, some religious organizations and institutions at certain windows, and something that I realized, too, was like, you know, certain things you could sometimes in good intentions, maybe you think, oh, I can just sort of change it from the inside. No, that's not going to happen. You know, certain things have been flawed from their foundation, and they're not going to ever point towards that which is real and that which is true. Let the dead bury the dead. You know, that was the word that recently I gave to a brother in Christ who, you know, works with probably he's in charge of coordinating missions for, you know, the area of about 1 billion people for the very large denomination that he works with. But the word that God had for him was, let the dead bury the dead. You're not going to fix it from the inside. And he accepted that. And, you know, there's people that are awake, and there's others that are waking up, and they realize that, you know, the systems of man are just that. They are the systems of man. And, you know, in that process of the systems of man being there, you're going to keep running into all of these bondages and all of these traps and all of these things that are just set there to keep people bound in a base and a stupid reality that's really, at this point, it's outdated. You know, it's like 8-track cassettes. You know, nobody has 8-tracks anymore. Nobody has CDs anymore. All this stuff was, this stuff has, you know, it maybe had a window of time where it served some purpose. But, you know, as time continues to move on, as things continue to transition, you know, you leave it. Form follows function. You know, and whatever it is, you know, God moves as He wills. And whoever's going to walk with Him needs to walk with Him. You know, you're not going to pull Him onto your page. You need to move with what He's doing. That is, you get in step with Him. He's the head. Not you. He's the good shepherd. The good shepherd leads his sheep. How does a shepherd lead his sheep? He walks out ahead of them. They hear his voice. They follow him. They won't follow another. They know the voice of their shepherd. We go with him. He leads us. We follow him. And in that process, he's leading us from dark to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. Thank God for this opportunity to be in connection and walk with Him. Thank God for all that is there. My brothers and sisters, this is an incredible time. And rejoice, because you are part of something amazing. And don't apologize for it. You know, don't apologize for being chosen by the living God for what He's got for you. Don't try to make excuses for people that choose another way, or that choose to hold on to their bondage or their slavery. Just let them go. You know, one of the best things that you can do for people is live the truth and walk that out, because they see that and then they know that that what they're involved in is bunk and broken. You know, when you try to salvage them in their deception, you in some ways you legitimize what they're up to and what they're stuck in. So one of the best things you can do is just carry on with that which is real and true. And love people, you know, do what you can to help them, do what you can to bless them. But don't let people suck you into codependent relationships. Don't let people pull you into their mess. And don't let people suck the life of the Spirit out of you, because that's what they want to do. So you can choose your company. You can choose your friends. You can choose who you're going to walk this journey out with. God will bring those people to you. And then whatever else is a deception tries to swirl in and come around with that, just cut it off. And carry on with that which is real. Because why miss it right now? My gosh, it's available. The wave of the Spirit is picking up. And light, that wave of light is swelling. You know, get on the board. Be on that board and catch that wave of the Spirit. And that wave of light that will sweep the entire world. You know, that was something... Oh, man, I remember seeing... I had that dream when I was 20. Yep. I was swimming for the university. Swimming for the University of Nebraska. I was on an away trip. And I remember I woke up. I remember my roommate at the time. And, I was just in a hotel. And I woke up. That incredible dream. And I didn't understand it until recently. But, and that was a long time ago, but it was a surfing related dream, but I knew I was on a wave, and I could see all of these faces, and as I was on this wave, and I was going forward, and there was light that was coming behind me, and there was this... The wave was a wave of light that I was on, and I was surfing on, and all of these faces that I could see that the wave was going over the top of, and some of the faces were looking at what was coming behind me and there were just this joy on their face for what they saw coming behind me, and there were other people in their faces, there were just this terror and this horror by what they saw coming behind me. But regardless, it was coming. Regardless, it was going over the top of all of them. And as I kept going on this wave and just kept progressing forward on this thing, and this wave just came up and it literally overtook me, and I was just surrounded in this incredible white light that just flooded everything. And I woke up to that, of just this light. And I it's still as clear as can be in my mind and my spirit, you know. I mean, 17 years later. But, you know, we're moving in that. And this has been on the horizon for all the time. You know, God is already, all this stuff is already written. This is why, too, I tell you guys, and I know... with people that listen in from all different camps and different agendas, listen. The children of light and truth win. Those that walk with Christ win. Those that know Him win. And if you want to be on the side that goes on in the maximum reality possible, line your life up with God Turn your life over, bow your knee before the King of Kings, and do it now. Do it now while you have the time. Do it now while you have the chance. Because you're not stopping that which is coming. You're not stopping that which is real. You're not stopping light and truth. You're not stopping the tsunami of the truth and the light and the spirit that is there. So, you know, decide. Choose you this day. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. We've had that on the page from the very start. You know, we make the truth known. And we love you guys. And with that, God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Faithmix.com. Check in. Say hi. Drop us an email. Faithmix@gmail.com. And, yeah, you can also write us on our Facebook page. We're there too. But, hey, we love you guys. It's an amazing time. And just walk with the Father. Bring it all before Him. Live in the reality and in the truth. It's all good. Hey, we love you guys. Talk to you soon. God bless you.